Character building means that I don't have to argue with any. You never have to change with me. I can accept you just the way you are and love you the way you are. That doesn't mean I need to be loving. That means I love you just the way you are, which means I know when you get locked up what that's like because I get locked up. And I know when you're doing great because I do good. It doesn't just work in one area. I must recognize it's both. When you're doing great, man, be happy for someone. That's what envy is. You know what envy is? Envy is works in such an ugly mechanism. It is such a deadly sin. You know what it is? It's like I can be working at a corporate level, and if the bathroom guy starts moving up the ladder too fast, I'm going to hold him down. He got years before he's going to get to me, but damn it, he is moving up too fast. That's envy. That's the ugly side of envy. It just doesn't mean that, oh, you got a nice car and I want that car and you shouldn't have that car. I should have that car. That's the blatant concept of envy. What about the subtleties of it? What about when you're looking spiritually grown and I don't like it, you look harmonious, and something about me says, no, we need a little misery going on here.
You know what? Shall
yeah. Huh? This too shall pass. You're not, you know what, you're not that happy. It's called pink cloud. You ever hear that term? It can happen to anybody at any time, pal. What is that? Why do I want to not promote that? You know why? I don't know, recognize that when I promote that, I don't promote it in your life only. I promote it in my life too. When I'm happy for when you're happy, that breeds happiness in my life. When I get jealous because you're happy, then I create unhappiness in my own life. Whatever I dole out to you, I will dole out right back to myself.